I hope you had fun doing day 9. And if you didn't, go ahead and repeat the day and do it again until you have fun doing it. Because day 10 is even more fun. For day 10, you're going to need an eye patch. So you can either make one yourself or go to one of those like custom stores where they sell like custom disguises, Halloween type stores, you know what I'm talking about, where you can get a pirate eye patch or like a real eye patch. You can get it at some maybe a medical supply center. Anywhere you can find it online, it doesn't matter. Just get an eye patch. If you're gonna need some time to get your eye patch, then you know what? Now that you know you need an eye patch for day 10, go ahead and repeat day 9 today, and then tomorrow do day 10. It's fine. It's always good to do day 9 many times. In fact, you can do day 9 forever for the rest of your life if you want. Do it once a week forever. Each time you do it, you'll increase your levels of confidence even more, even more, even more. All these exercises, see, the good thing about superconfidence is not only do you get high levels of confidence if and when you do the exercises correctly, all of them, but you can always improve on this. It sounds hard to believe, but no, you can always improve on it. Even if you have super high levels of confidence, superhuman levels of confidence, you can always gain more and more. You're learning much more than just confidence here, acquiring much more. The course we call Super Confidence because that is what we focus on here mostly. But there's a lot more you're gaining. Your levels of energy are increasing a lot as you go through this program, and energy levels are infinite. So you can keep increasing your energy levels infinitely. You can keep doing these exercises over and over again for as long as you want or forever, just for fun or for benefit. With day 10, you're going to do several things. First, you're going to wear an eye patch on your left eye. And with your eye patch on your left eye so that you can only see through your right eye, you will go out and do day 9 again. Only difference is wearing an eye patch over the left eye. Then you're going to go, after you do this, the exercises from day 9 with the eye patch now on day 10 on 20 people. So you gotta do it fast, because we have a lot to do, so you gotta be really fast, one after the other, okay? You don't need to keep the conversation going for 5 minutes, because you won't have time, so keep the conversation going for 1 minute, okay? 20 people, 1 minute, that's gonna take you like 20 minutes to do, minimum, alright? Next, you're gonna do the exercise again, this time, wearing your eye patch over your right eye, okay? So that you can only see through your left eye, same thing. And remember to remember everything else, the smile, the sky blue dissolving, the compassion in the heart, going twice as slow as you normally would, focusing on the top of your head, the upper part of your brain, keeping your consciousness high above you. It's a lot of things to remember, but remember them all, otherwise you have to repeat the day again. Then, what you're gonna do is, you're gonna repeat, do this with 20 people. Eye patch on the other eye. 20 people. That's at least another 20 minutes. Then you're gonna do the same thing, but this time you're gonna stand twice as far from the person you're approaching as you've been standing previously, as you normally would. So if you've been standing 3-4 feet away from them, you're gonna be standing now 6 to 8 feet away from them. Double the distance. Do 20 people like that. That's 20 more minutes, at least. And then you're going to do it again. This time you're going to half the original distance. So if you've been standing 4 feet away from them, you're going to stand 2 feet away from them. That's right. And you're going to do 20 people like this, remembering every aspect of it as always. Okay? See, it's going to be a long day, day 10. So if you don't have time to do it in one day, you can split day 10 into 2 days, maybe even 3 days. Okay, no more than 3 days. If you can do it all in one day, that's great. If you can do it in 2 days, that's great. If you need 3 days, that's okay too. So just do it, but don't take more than 3 days to do it, alright? Last thing you're gonna do, day 10. You're gonna do the same exercise again, 20 more people. This time, however, the one and only time, you don't really need to focus on the upper part of your brain. You may if you want, you don't need to, so you can just relax that. This is gonna happen more unconsciously now. And you're just gonna go ahead and do the same exercise at twice the normal speed. Not twice the speed you've been doing it at, but twice your normal speed. That is four times the speed you've been doing the exercises at. And this will be your final exercise for day 10. Other than that, all you need to do afterwards is write down in your notebook what you have learned, one thing you have learned, one thing that's changed, and listen once again to CD number 2. If you have been doing these exercises 100%, you will notice very powerful changes have happened. If you've been keeping track of these in your journal or your notebook, you'll notice it even more. All these changes will be even more noticeable. Because changes happen at a deep unconscious level and in your central nervous system. You may forget completely about the way you used to be. That's perfectly okay. Now, for all of this to work perfectly, you must have given 100% during each exercise and each day. If this is not the case, just go back and do it all over again. You can do the days you think you did not do at 100%, just do them again. Or you can begin the program from the very beginning. Remember, it's only 10 days. That's not much time, so you have to give 100%. And if you don't give 100%, well, it's only 10 days. Do 10 days again. Every time you do it, even if you do it at 99%, even if you miss out on that 1%, you'll gain tremendously. But to gain full benefit, you need to do the exercises at 100%. Go ahead now and enjoy day 10. And notice your confidence increase, but more importantly, notice everything else that increases along with confidence. Because the way we approach it here, confidence is a byproduct of some other things you are developing. Some other things that will make your super levels of confidence way higher than they could go through other methods. Just test this out for yourself. If you're at the end of day 10, or at the beginning of day 10, you already know this. This program is here for your benefit. So make good use of your super confidence.